Howdy y'all, and welcome back to my very last episode of my podcast series. I have been so thankful that y'all have tuned in with me for the last two. Hopefully, this last one will sum everything up and kind of catch y'all up to the last 6 years of my life. Let's get into it. So leaving off on the last episode, I talked about how everything was kind of falling apart. Last spring, it was spring of 2022, I was not happy, my partner was not treating me correctly, everything was kind of crashing down in a way. My world felt like it was just caving in. My mom and dad are about 3.5 hours away. My best friend was 6 hours away. And I felt like I had nowhere to go. I couldn't even go to the person that I was supposed to be able to talk about anything with or to go to for anything. I couldn't even go to them. Every time I would try to bring up how I felt, I got told that I was overthinking and that it was a false feeling, or he took no responsibility for any of his behavior, any of his actions. Nothing was ever his fault. Yes, I understand. I was working full time. I was going to school. I was stressed. But if I ask for an hour of your time or to go on a date night, that should not be an issue, especially when you are married to someone. It was really not a smart idea. Honestly, looking back at it, we had decided to go ahead and build a house. That was done, I want to say, in July of 2022. And I really had thought about backing out at one point because of everything that was going on. However, everything was in motion. Everything had been paid for. We couldn't get deposits back on certain things. So we decided to go through with it, and I didn't speak up or say anything. So in July, we went ahead and moved into our first house. It was on the outside of Bryan, I want to say. They had built it kind of on city lines, so it was very quiet, very peaceful out there. Don't get me wrong, I loved my house. I loved living there. But living there with someone that you're miserable with just makes the entire experience miserable. And at the time, my roommate, his name is Alex, he still is with me currently. He was living with us as well, just to kind of not pay as much for rent and to help out. So he was living there with us as well. And I mean, I remember my husband would come home and he wouldn't even acknowledge me first. He would go straight to Alex and just start talking to him about work. I'd be in the kitchen trying to cook, and I would get criticized for trying to cook, talking about, oh, you're not doing this right, that's not how you do this. And it just was really discouraging because he would complain if I didn't cook, so it was a lose-lose situation, it felt like. But it really did just feel like I was in this house by myself. I developed anxiety again from it, and the stress was so bad. At one point, I was barely eating. I didn't want to get out of bed ever, and I would just sleep if I was home. I did have my own room at the house that had my PC in it, a twin size bed for my mom when she came to visit, stuff like that. So I really started sleeping in there just so I could have time to myself and just be by myself, because I didn't want to be around this man who treated me like crap. I tried to pick up as many hours as I could. I just did not want to be there. I was miserable. And I really did try. I really did try to fix things. I lost myself putting in all this energy into a person who couldn't even give me the bare minimum in return. I had to beg for the bare minimum. And it was exhausting. I mean, at one point, I really didn't know what to do. And my mom, she told me that I should try to fix things and blah, blah, blah. But I told her, I was like, I would rather be broke and happy than be miserable and have money. I mean, there's no, life is too short to depend on another person for your happiness, for your survival. it's in retrospect, it really is almost crazy, the fact that someone can have so much manipulation, so much control over you, just so that you'll stay with them. He really did think that because he had a lot of money that I wouldn't leave, and one day I lost it. I came home from work and I had thought about how he had threatened me the night before that if I went over to my friend's house, I was not allowed to come back home into my own home. That was what really pushed me over the edge, and I came home from work the next day and I told him everything. I told him how I felt, how I had been feeling for almost 6 months. I told him that I did not love him anymore because of how he treated me. I didn't want to be there, and I finally asked for a divorce. And it was really hard because when I asked for this divorce, he, I wouldn't say went crazy, but he flipped out. I moved out. I took some of my stuff and I moved out to a friend's house. I didn't move out of the house completely, but I did get myself out of there just because of how stressed I was, how much anxiety I had. I was diagnosed with Meniere's disease in my right ear, which means I can't eat certain salty foods or sugary foods because it affects the fluid in my ears, which gives me like vertigo. And he didn't believe that I had that. He thought I was faking it. He at one point threatened to report my phone stolen so that I could not use it on a new phone line. He told me that if I wanted to take any of the dogs besides the one that I had gotten recently, that he would not give me the money he promised me for the divorce. And it was very depressing, the whole situation, because throughout the entire process, I was nothing but respectful and nice to this person who I was ready to have a family with, I was ready to spend the rest of my life with. And they just switched one day. A switch turned off. I had to beg this person for the bare minimum. And it was so exhausting that I lost who I was in the process of it. I didn't even know who I was anymore. I was questioning everything. I mean, what did I do to deserve the treatment that I was given? What did I do to deserve forgetfulness on holidays or my birthday? I mean, it was almost degrading in a way to watch this person talk down on you in front of other people, criticize you, the person that promised their life to you. It was very, very difficult. And about 4.5 months ago, my roommate and I moved into an apartment in College Station. He left because he knew how Kyle treated me, my ex-husband, and he chose to live with me because he knew I couldn't afford to live by my own yet. So we're still living together to this day, and he was kind of there for me through everything. He kind of watched how it broke me down as a person. So I would say he knows me better than anybody besides my mom right now. I would say that he knows me almost better than my ex-husband, which is kind of crazy. So now I am just trying to graduate. I'm just trying to get my life together. I'm trying to move on. Unfortunately, the divorce still has not processed through in the court yet, so we're still waiting on that. But I have been trying really hard to learn to love myself again. I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. I started journaling, and I've really just been trying to pick up the pieces that I lost in this process of trying to love someone and putting in more effort into this person than I ever received in the almost 4 years we were together. I will say, if y'all are going through anything similar with a relationship, do not let someone disrespect you and make you feel like less of the person that you are. Don't let them do it. It is not worth it. If you are having to beg someone for the bare minimum, for bare minimum treatment, do not stay with this person, because it will only cause you heartbreak in the end. You are going to lose yourself in that process. I beg y'all, be with someone who loves you unconditionally for you, who doesn't criticize you, who uplifts you, who supports you, who's there for you on your bad days, who promises to love you forever for you, who doesn't expect over the top, who doesn't expect you to do everything by yourself. It's a team effort. A relationship is a team effort. And I would always tell people, The marriage is not the legal documents, the paperwork. The marriage is the relationship that you have with that person. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. You know, they say, oh, marriage is different. Oh, once you're married, it's different. No. The relationship you have with that person is what makes the marriage, not the legally binding document. So with that being said, I did bring Alex on just to answer a few questions because, like I said, he was there with me through this entire process. So without further ado, here he is.
Thanks for having me on here. For me, living with y'all when the divorce was happening was a little weird for me because you moved out like right away and I had to stay with Kyle for a few weeks. And it was awkward between us because he knew I was going to move in with you and he kept trying to get me to stay with him. But like, I was way closer friends with you than I was with him. Now that we have moved in together, we have become very close and we talk to each other about everything. Like, we are just so comfortable with each other now because he was insecure about us being friends for some reason and I never understood why. But it has been a blast living with you and watching you grow as a person and figuring out that you deserve better and know what you want now. And I'm happy for you.
That really means a lot, honestly. I consider you to be one of my closest friends just because of what we've gone through. And that meant a lot to me, really touched my heart. Thank you so much for coming on and answering that question for me. It really means a lot. Guys, we are out of time. So I just wanted to go ahead and say thank you so much for tuning in for this whole podcast series. Even though it's only 3 episodes, I know it's a little short. But we went over my life, kind of caught it up to present day. I will say that I graduate next year, May 2023. And then I'm going to be moving out of state to Oregon for a fresh start. And I'm really excited for the next chapter of my life. I'm in a much better state now. I've had a lot of friends surrounding me, family, everything like that to get me through this. Just so y'all know, I am going to be posting a link with this episode to the Mental Health Crisis website, just in case anybody needs it, if they need it for their friends, anything like that. There's going to be resources there. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all so much for supporting me. I hope y'all enjoyed it. And as always, stay positive, keep your head up, and y'all have a good one. Thank you.